You are now listening to The Landscurve Show, the boldest spot on internet radio.
Welcome, everybody, and thank you for tuning in to another episode of The Landscurve Show. I don't know how long this is going to last. I don't know if this is just going to be a mere rant or a long 2-hour mental journey. I don't know. I'm hearing on the bus, and yes, I'm a bus driver. I'm a lowly bus driver, y'all. I'm hearing on the bus lots of times, and it being in that position gives me the privilege of hearing lots of intimate conversations. Now, I'm not a person who is nosy. I'm not a person who sits there and lives for this, but people get on the bus and they talk so loud on their cell phones, and for some reason, the bus driver to them is invisible. For some reason, they wouldn't talk this way in their own house. They wouldn't talk this way around their spouse. They wouldn't talk this way next to an open window in their neighborhood so their neighbors can hear all of their business. But for some reason, when there's not too many people sitting in the front of the bus, they seem to just put all their information out there. And pretty much I'm numb to it. I don't try to listen, but they make it hard not to hear. Understand that. So for 10 hours a day, people are telling me their business. It's an ongoing saga. I mean, I might as well just cut my cable off because I don't watch TV anyway, right? And I don't need it. I get to hear real stuff, not these fake reality TV shows. I get to see the real reality play out in front of me day in and day out. There are about 150 to 200 hot stories right now that are going on that people get on the bus and talk about all the time. But one thing I want to talk about this morning, and yes, I woke up early this morning. For some reason, my hours are just shifting and I'm being more and more inspired to wake up and wipe the crust out of my eye and talk on the microphone before I go into work. But there are a lot of resentful women out here. Yes, there are a lot of women who are hurt. I'm not talking about the ones who are just hurt, but the ones who have venom, the ones who have that resentment, the ones who are just pissed off at the world because they don't have a man. Listen, we all choose what we have, and there are some unfortunate situations. I'm not woman bashing here, sisters. You know I love all of you. I go to bat for all of you. But sometimes you're going to need a spanking sometime, and you're not going to like me so much. But at the end of the day, if you listen to what I have to say, not that I know everything, some are not going to like it, but you might say, you know what, Lance, you spoke some sense. The ones who have gone through it, they may not like hearing their lives played out like this, but there are a lot of resentful women that have made bad choices that get to a certain age in life and they feel pissed off because I should have a man. First of all, a man. Like it's a rim on a car. Well, my rim broke and I need another rim. My nail broke. I need another nail. My nail broke off. I got to get this fixed. It's not just about a man. I'm not going to give you this soulmate talk or this twin flame talk or whatever, but which is a wonderful thing that I do believe in. But how are you going to see that you have a twin flame when you're hanging out in a club that's the hurricane in a hurricane of madness? Winds are blowing. You can't see straight. And a lot of these women and young ladies, take note. How many older women, say you're 18, 19, 20, 21, early 20s, say you're in your 20s, early 20s, just to make the point. How many older women do you see that are really happy as far as their relationships are concerned? And I'm not talking about the ones who had a man who just fooled them or beat them or anything tragic like that. Sisters, you know I'm not going to throw off on you like that. But if you can follow the timeline, there are women that I've known all my life, personally and from a safe distance, to pretty much know what's going on in their personal life. And again, I am not nosy in anybody's business. And again, I'm not throwing off on anybody who has brought information to me or sought advice. No, I'm not doing that. I'm speaking overall. There are some women out here who really had it going on when they were younger. There are many women out here who really had the potential to really have a happy life. But many of them were intoxicated in the fact that they had many options, and I don't have to try too hard because those options are always going to be there. See, the options have the option of not making you an option. The option doesn't always or is not always going to be there. But we don't know that when we're younger. Reality has a way of changing, slowly but surely. And many of our sisters who are in this mindset don't understand that it's not about how good they look or how much money they have. They could be a career woman. They could be this. The bottom line is that you are made for a man, and the man was made for you. And there are a lot of good men out here. God knows there are a lot of good men out here. In the menu of life, you didn't look down toward the dollar menu. That bus driver, that janitor, that struggling student who had the ability to work hard, who had a vision, who had a dream, who didn't have much at that particular time, but because you judged him through a different lens, he didn't have anything. He didn't have any potential. He wasn't like that guy at the club who had the nice car, or that guy who was hitting on you who made six figures who you thought wanted you really so bad until you found out he had eight other women. Time moves on. We have children. Time moves on. We make bad choices, and our mate, it sucks up a few years. You look around and you're in your 40s or early 50s or even late 30s, and you look back on the pictures of when you were young and had that shape and so many people were after you, not necessarily because they loved you, but you had more options, and more so, you had more time. Now you're looking at the clock. If you have kids, you have them. If you wanted them, well, it might not happen. You're not on your high horse anymore, and you're living life in a way that you feel as though that feeling that you have when you miss the bus, it's called, damn, I'm going to be late. You might never make it there. I'm not making fun of you. But again, the time has run out and options are limited. And you settle for just any old man. Or you become resentful at the men who don't look at your goodies the way other men used to 20 years ago or 30 years ago. Well, if you're going to use your dusty goodies, understand that goodies are coming off of the assembly line, brand new, fresh, out the box every day, 18 years old, if it's about goodies. So now these men have options, and you can't capture them with how good your goodies look. Keep yourself up, sisters, of course. Do it for you. But you're not going to win that game on something that's coming fresh out the box. You know how you do when you're in the store, when you're buying something. Well, that's what I want, but that box got a dent in it. It's not even the item. The box has a dent in it, and you don't even want it. You push everything out to the side and you go for the one way in the back of the shelf because you know no one touched it. So now we have women who have some issues that are already touched. And you have that man who you never paid any mind who now has the options. That janitor, he worked this 20 years. You didn't like him when he was 22 years old. You're like, I don't want nobody making that. He's a janitor. Now he's 42 years old. I'm just making this up. He's retired now. He was in the drop program. His house is paid for. He's traveling to Mexico. He's traveling to Hawaii. He doesn't have the biggest house, but he's free, debt free. He may not be the most handsome man in the world, but he looks handsome because his life is together. And you knocked him for not being a body beautiful. But now he has time to go to the gym to become that at this age. And that male stripper that you were in love with 20 years ago is a fat slob, balding, nuts hanging down to his knees, a drug problem, living off of women from couch to couch, looking at you, and you don't want to be bothered. You got to understand that you can't be mad and resentful. And then you get mad and resentful when someone doesn't jump all over you because you give them a little something. You're giving your pussy away like that Chinese dude at the mall who's handing out little pieces of sesame chicken or sweet and sour chicken on a toothpick to get you to come back to buy the whole plate. But the way you're giving it away, nobody comes back to even lick the plate. You're giving it away hoping that somebody will respond and say, that panani, that pussy's good. But at that point, and in this day and age, it's so much more than pussy that we men want. And I'm not speaking about all men. And I say we men, I'm saying it as a figure of speech. But the resentment now. You say you want a friend. You say you want someone just to hang out with. But you know you want more than that. You say that you don't want to be married. But you know you want to be married. You're running down all these different men because you're lonely, not because you're hot in the drawers. It cracks me up that even in this day and age, you can still be delusional and tell yourself what you don't want because you never had it. And it's like admitting that you were wrong by you saying that you want that. But now, how does it look coming to your 50s, 60s, 70s? Thinking about what could have been. No situation is doomed like that. But speaking to the younger sisters, keep a level head. Time flies. What may appear to be a certain thing now may not be that way 5 and 10 years from now. Stop thinking that you're superior over these minor men who make less money or may not be the ideal at that particular time because they can damn sure start looking good. Like I said, when you have money in your pocket and you drop that quarter or that 50 cents or that dime between the cushion of the couch, but you're like, I'm not going to put my hand down in there and get a nail full of lint. Leave it. But the minute you're broke, you remember where that dime or that quarter or that dollar is that fell between the cushions of the couch. And you go looking for it. And you go into the ashtray in the car and pull them little few stuck pennies at the bottom. And what is it that makes it stick like that? That's nasty. You got to take something like a pen and pry it up. But they're good. It's money. You go foraging for every little speck because you're now in a situation where times are getting desperate. It shouldn't be that way. And many of you career women, you have the possessions now. You've worked hard and I applaud you. But many of you have traded off the possessions and you don't have anyone. You think of the men you thumbed your nose at on the way up. And secretly you say, oh man, I would love to have him come over. But you can't admit that because it's almost like you don't want to come off like being desperate. You know what I mean? Going back to that. But you're lonely, lots of you. Because things change when you get older. Life looks different when you get older. You know? And for those of you who made the bad choice and have that man at home, you have a man. No, you have a male, actually. But you don't have a man. He's nothing more than a pet. Someone who eats, shits, and sleeps. Most of the time, he doesn't bring anything to the table except telling you what the high score is on the Nintendo or Sony or whatever it is they play now. I don't play those games. And you're looking at him like he's got all the dick in the world, but there's nothing behind it. He's a male, but he's not a man. He's a liability. Isn't it sad? You know, to feel that you've missed the bus. But anyway, those are a few thoughts I wanted to put out there. It's crazy, but with all that's going on out here on the dating scene, you find one person and you take your time with that one person when you're younger and have time. Take your time to get to know them. I mean, really get to know them. And see if their dreams match up with yours. And understand that there's nothing perfect. You're not going to run into a situation where everything is perfect. If you're waiting for that, then you might as well get in line to be an old, bitter woman in a nice house with a nice car with all the money in the world and a battery-operated boyfriend or bullet that she uses every night as she cries tears of loneliness as she has an orgasm.
Make sure to check out the boldest blog at landscurve.com and follow Scurve on Twitter, Facebook, and YouTube under Lance